Well, let's move on to knowing when to say when. I mean, how important was it, Debbie, for you? You had such faith in your coach, and you talk about how that made such a difference to have someone who was so positive as well. What about when the hammer comes down and you begin to realize maybe it's time to go in a different direction? That's maybe the hardest decision of all. Michael Jordan had trouble with it. Magic Johnson had trouble with it. Coming back and really perhaps not finishing with the kind of bold panache that people hoped that he would. And that's hard for all of us. Certainly I didn't. The script is never quite the way you want it to be, with perhaps the exception of a Jerome Bettis. So what is it about knowing when to say when? Let's first start with Debbie.
Well, with me, after Mexico City, I had never taken any breaks between seasons, between one long course and short course and vice versa. So after Mexico, I hadn't had a break in a couple years, and I took 3 weeks off, and I absolutely loved it. I enjoyed it. I needed it more than I really realized that I did. But I got back in the pool with a vengeance the next year. And then when I graduated from high school in 1970, I thought, do I really want to do this? Because Title IX hadn't come into play yet. And there really wasn't any swimming for women in college at that time. So, you know, I didn't know what to do, so I went to a local junior college, and they actually did have a swim team, but I was swimming 25s and 50s. Here, my best event is a mile. I mean, so that was a challenge for me to try and swim fast, and I didn't always win because I was not a sprinter. So that kind of pumped me up a little bit. I started swimming different events, and, you know, my heart was in it, but I don't think it was in it as much as it was in, you know, 96 or 68 when I was climbing the ladder to get to the top. I was on top and people were trying to knock me off. And that, for a lot of people, is a challenge in itself. But every time I swam a race, I practically broke a record. So where do I go from now? Well, I decided to swim other events. I decided to start swimming the 400 IM and the 200 fly. And I wasn't the world's best. I was America's best for the 400 IM for a couple seasons. And then in 1970, I wanted to quit because I wasn't doing as well as I had thought I could do. And I'd talk about it and I'd start crying. Well, I wouldn't be able to go here. I wouldn't be able to see this person. I wouldn't be able to see that person. I started missing it before I had even made my decision that I was going to retire. Well, the day I retired, I had swim and meet that weekend, and it wasn't exciting for me. It wasn't a challenge to get through. It was just, ho-hum, here I am again in the pool. So I went home and I thought, okay, I'm going to try practice on Monday. And Shavor, my coach, was talking with Terry Drinkwater from CBS. He was doing some type of an interview regarding Mark Spitz because he was swimming at Arden Hills at the time. And he was down at the other pool. I was in the upper pool. And I just got out and walked out because I'm going, why am I here? My heart's not in it. My mind's not in it. I just, you know, I'm wasting Sherm's time. I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my parents' time and effort and support and money, all this. And I went home and I talked to my mom. But before I got home, you know, Sherm goes, where are you going? And I just waved to him and I walked out. And by the time I got home, he had already called my mother and said, Debbie just quit. Even though I hadn't mentioned a thing to him. Well, when I got home, I talked to my mom for 4 hours and not a tear. And at that point, I knew it was time. And, you know, I was only 19 and a half. You know, I still had my whole life ahead of me. We were amateurs. You know, I didn't get a dime from Mexico City. I didn't get a dime until, you know, gosh.
Well, that'll make your decision easy.
Oh, yeah, it did make my decision easy. But, you know, my heart wasn't in it. I wasn't excited about competing. I wasn't excited about training and setting goals for myself. So I knew it was time to move on to try something else.